The interregnum of 1245-50 until 1273 was a transition period after the end of the ruling Staufer dynasty until the formation of the late medieval imperial constitution in the 14th century. Whether it was, as Friedrich Schiller wrote, a terrible time depends, as always, on the observer's viewpoint. Certainly, the elected German kings in these years did not succeed in being crowned emperor by the Pope as their predecessors had. This was due to the fact that after the Stauffers, there was no longer a strong dynasty available to take over the royal title. In addition, the electors had little interest in promoting strong and powerful rulers. At the cost of weaker kings, they could expand their own power. Often at this time, two kings were fighting for recognition. In the Middle Rhine region, this led to a considerable reduction in imperial estates. Often the kings were forced out of financial necessity to sell parts of this estate to powerful, aspiring territorial lords. However, the decline in royal power increased at the same time the importance of the Rhine route for German politics, as four of the most important electors came from this area: the Archbishop of Cologne, the Archbishop of Trier, the Archbishop of Mainz, and the Count Palatinate by Rhine. They were successful in strengthening their own power and ultimately in deciding about the monarchy. Of course, the kings attempted to assert their influence along the Rhine and show their presence like their predecessors the Ottonians, Salians or Staufer. Despite this, they could no longer guarantee peace and imperial security. For the towns in the Middle Rhine region and their inhabitants, these were years full of privation with feuds, battles and destruction. In the medieval chronicles by Thomas Weichs, he says of the situation in the Middle Rhine area for the year 1269, "It is an angry madness with which the Germans, from their invincible castles which they build on the banks of the Rhine, without consideration for peace and quiet, and greedy for the acquisition or rather extortion of money, do not recoil from any contemptible deed. It is impossible for the ships which come down the river with groceries or all types of goods to avoid the castles. People are forced to get off their boats, and from each and every one, outrageous and unacceptable customs duties are extorted, with no reservation before God or the king."